The Food and Drug Administration this week is expected to release its assessment of whether cloned animals and their offspring are safe to eat. Currently, there are no herds of genetically identical cattle. Clones simply cost too much, but a cloned bull can sire thousands of offspring. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that if allowed, clones could quickly flood the genetic pool of animals that produce milk and meat.
In the world of cattle, Full Flush is a kind of Mr. Universe. He's a Chianina breed, black in color, a little over a ton, tight shoulders, and a nicely shaped head. Full Flush has won all sorts of awards at shows, and other breeders would love to buy his semen, but there is a problem. Let's just say the process of getting semen artificially is not very romantic.
Some animals work in that environment very well, others don't. Full Flush is one of them that doesn't work very well in that environment.
Oh, yeah, and I can understand why. Okay.
Yeah, obviously you can kind of be sympathetic with the beast.
Don Coover is a veterinarian in Kansas. A couple of years ago, he thought, why not clone Full Flush and get that coveted sperm from the clones? Making a clone costs about $20,000, but Coover estimates that in one season they could sell $150,000 worth of sperm. He proposed the idea to Full Flush's owner, who agreed to try. Then Coover checked with the authorities.
I called the FDA and said, do you guys have a problem with this kind of technology? And at the time I was told, that's not even on our radar screen. We don't see a problem with it as far as we can tell.
But it turns out Coover had wandered into entirely new regulatory territory. That summer, the FDA sent out a letter which said, in essence, let's keep clones and their offspring out of the food chain until we can take a look. Coover went ahead with his cloning plan, hoping this uncertainty would all be cleared up. He took some skin cells from Full Flush's ear and sent them to a company called Sciagra, based in Massachusetts. Sciagra extracted Full Flush's DNA, and soon, Coover was bottle feeding 5 cloned calves.
I was very concerned at the time about some kind of immune problem, dysfunction, or deficiencies. I was concerned about developmental anomalies. I was concerned about all sorts of things.
But he says they turned out to be some of the healthiest cattle he's ever raised. And so far, this is what scientific research has shown. Only about 20 or 30% of cloned embryos actually get carried to term, but tests on the ones that survive come back normal. They're like younger twins of the original animal. Researchers have also tested milk from cloned cows and concluded it was indistinguishable from other milk. Still, the FDA is thinking carefully. Thousands of containers of sperm from Full Flush's clones are now sitting in a freezer. If they are sold to breeders, it will be hard to reverse course.
9 months later, those calves will hit the ground. A year after that, those calves, a lot of those calves, will be slaughtered and in the food chain. So you're talking about 24 months tops. You'll start seeing them in the food chain. And they'll be everywhere, because I send semen on bulls like that all over the United States.
Although the sperm would be bought mostly by breeders who are trying to create prize-winning animals, some food safety groups are worried. They admit they have a hard time imagining why eating a cloned animal would be dangerous. Their thinking tends to go like this. We have plenty of milk and meat. Why take any risk, even if it looks minuscule? George Simon runs Organic Valley, a collective of some 600 organic farms.
Who knows what the risks are? If we've learned anything, you can't, nature is whole, and you can't take one part out or try to do something different without some risk somewhere down the line.
Other farmers seem pretty comfortable with the idea of cloning. Tom Lawler is a geneticist with the Holstein Association, which represents dairy farmers. Lawler says that over the past decades, farmers have grown used to all kinds of breeding technology. Artificial insemination, twinning, where an embryo is split to make 2 identical animals. So cloning is just seen as one more tool.
I'd say that from the the general farm community, there's not an opposition to cloning at all, and it's more of let's investigate it. If somebody wants to clone their cow, then go ahead, and we'll see what happens. I think that's it's kind of an open attitude towards it.
The FDA expects to release a draft of its risk assessment this week. A public meeting to discuss the draft is scheduled for the beginning of November. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.